Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Did you enjoy the Saints go marching in?
I did. It was kind of fun to see the Saints offense be what it used to be. The Falcons kind of, all of them took turns shooting themselves in the foot because some of those fumbles and turnovers, and they were moving the ball at will and couldn't get in the end zone. I'll give the Saints defense credit for forcing some of them, and some of it was just bad ball protection. Give the Saints some credit. They actually showed up last night. I think the short week had a little bit to do with it and played their best game of the season by far.
Jadeveon Clowney is not going to play on Sunday. He's got an ankle injury. Missed practice all this week, and someone said, can we just call Clowney an injury-prone bust now? The guy rolled his ankle. I mean, he's still technically recovering from microfracture surgery. Like, that's not an easy surgery to recover from. I think they're just being extra cautious with him.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Your number is 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, it's been just a bizarro day, and it's been a lot of fun. Jong has drank a lot of beer, and he was just telling us off air how
he hasn't drank that much beer, really.
Well, for him, he has. Come on.
I mean, those beers had a lot of alcohol in
them. 34 ounces of beer with... One was the 12 was 17.2.
You didn't drink 34 ounces.
No, you gave some to.
I got some. Tyler got some.
That's
who
true.
Else?
That's true.
Who else?
Oh, now wimp.
Aaron got a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. That explains.
So let's say you had probably 28 ounces of beer. Is probably
yes.
more accurate.
Yes, and the first one was 12 ounces with 17.2, and the second one was, let's say, 10 ounces for 5.5.
Okay. You all right?
I'm okay.
You were telling us it was a struggle to put together
the rewind. Yes, it was.
Well, I noticed you had me saying the same phrase twice, which is what happens to me when I get drunk, is I tend to repeat myself.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I tend to repeat myself.
Hey, you should pop that last one, John.
Oh, I'm okay.
We think so.
Pop the last one. Call your girlfriend. Tell her to come pick you up.
No, I'm going to throw up if I pop the last one.
It's your birthday, man.
No,
you're
no,
supposed
no.
to.
It is not my birthday. My birthday's on Sunday.
I know, but no one's supposed to throw up on the Sabbath.
We're not going to see you on Sunday.
Jesus would frown
yeah,
at you.
Yeah, you're
going to
be partying with Jesus,
Sabbath.
Man, and we're not because we don't roll that
no,
way.
No, no, no. I can't. I'll save the last one for tomorrow or my birthday.
All right.
This whole place gets crazy drunk on Fridays. Have you noticed that?
There's a big party going on down yeah. there. They were all hammered.
Well, one of our sales guys is leaving for the Skeeters.
Yeah.
Scott Possum is going to be the head sales guy for the Sugarland Skeeters.
Yeah. That's good for him.
Good for him.
Yeah. That sounds like a cool job. Well, we're not going to go through the NFL here because we pretty much have burned this segment up, mostly because we kept RJ over because...
That's true.
You know, I apologize for that, John, but I love having RJ on.
No. Shame on the people that dialed in on him during our time.
Yeah, can we have... Thank you.
Shame.
Yeah. That's BS.
Uh-oh. I think he has had a little bit to drink. He's mixing shame with keyboard cat.
Shame. Shame.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shame.
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 I don't know if this works.
Shame.
I think this is actually, that's a good mashup.
Shame. Yeah, maybe so.
Shame.
Paul says, tell Jong to pull the tampon out and man up.
Screw you, Paul.
Oh, he's a mean drunk, isn't he?
Hey, he's salty.
Wow.
Salty as hell, man.
So he keeps asking me, you watching the Jays tonight or UH? Well, I'm watching UH until the game is out of control, and then I'll... But the wife, I told the wife she could have the big TV for her Jays, and I'll watch the UH on the almost as big TV.
Okay.
So, plus I get to be in the other room and I don't have to listen to her. It's really annoying when she's watching sports. Actually, really, never mind. You know what, though, as annoying as she can be? I sleep well at night.
Ting drinking is very bad. Yo, I got a fake ID, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Two-step with me.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fritz Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Jong's in there dancing. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. We'll grab a couple calls in just a second. But first, I promised you the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. So I have to give you the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
All right.
Thank you, John.
You keep rolling with that, John. You just keep going with that. All right. When you guys were kids, did your teachers ever tell you about how great worker ants were and how much they did? Because my teacher used to say, yeah. Did you got that too?
Yes, I did.
So you need to be more like the worker ants. This is what they do.
They did all the heavy lifting.
Yeah. Did you get that too?
No.
Okay, well, anyway, a lot of us did.
You must have skipped a generation.
You guys grew up as minorities. They didn't teach white kids that.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, they taught you to be the queen ants. You know, this might be one of my favorite shows ever, just for the record. Where the hell was I? I was starting a point.
Something about
ants.
Something about ants.
Oh, screw it. Let's just move on. No, but okay. So I always heard worker ants were supposed to be these badasses who did all the work. And yeah, I guess because all right,
that's why they're called worker ants.
Yes, and as opposed to white people ants.
Right.
Apparently, they did
which we call privilege ants.
Yeah. Oh God. I'm not going to say it. Anyway.
Thanks, Obama.
Oh, so it's his fault? His fault you guys are privileged?
No, no.
Anyway. So they did an actual study of ants and how much they worked.
Okay.
Turns out that
by the way, whoever decided to do this study has way too much time on their hands.
I know. Really, what's the point? Hey, let's watch ants for 24 hours. And then watch them for another 24 hours, and then take notes.
Yeah.
And then watch them for another 24 hours, and then take notes. Well, here's what they discovered. Care to guess what percentage of worker ants actually work all the time? Actually, it's a lot like our society. There's one little group that works its ass off, and everybody else slacks.
Right.
So care to guess the percentage of ants that work all the time?
5%.
Pretty close. 3%.
Damn.
72% work less than half the time. That's the white ants. 25% never work. Go ahead. I know you want to say something.
I'm going to leave it alone.
You probably should.
Going to leave it alone.
I think the people could figure out where you were going with that. But anyway, not only 3% of them actually work. 72% work less half the time. So
that's terrible.
And 25% don't work at all. They just sit around. They hang out at Midtown with their friends and live off their trust funds.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what they are. Anyway, so teachers, when you go telling students that now, you're lying. Because there is a study in the Behavioral Ecology and Sociobiology. Worker ants is a lie. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. Sing it, John.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
Wow.
Crown This Empire says, tell John I said happy birthday and remember to drown some Hennessy. You may already be lit up, Crown, because his name's not John, it's Jong.
But that's a common thing. People call him John all the time.
Maybe I think he thinks I'm Granado?
Granado
would be drunk anyway.
Did any of you guys tweet thoughts and prayers for Bevo?
Oh, no. You know, we need dust in the wind for Bevo.
Poor Bevo.
Let's go. And sing Dust in the Wind for him, Jong. That would be perfect.
I close my
You're my boy, Blue! Do it.
Bevo 14 passed away in his sleep, the way every cow hopes to go.
He's on to steak heaven.
To cow heaven. I don't think anybody eats the cow when it dies of cancer.
Meh. We can cook that out.
But, no, I don't know that that's true. No, but
dependent on if it expanded to his rump roast or whatever.
True. At least Bevo got to... Bevo's career started with a national championship.
It's pretty good.
And ended beating OU, at least. He didn't get to show up.
But but he went out.
He watched on TV from Austin. And
yeah.
I still remember when this Bevo... when this Bevo took a dump in OU's end zone. He'll always be remembered for that.
We'll miss you, Bevo. What number was that?
14.
Okay. So, 15, you're up next. You have a lot to... you have a tough act to follow. You have to poop in the end zone, and you have to look mean. All right. Let's grab a phone call. Josh has a Texans question. Go, Josh.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing sports.
Beer.
Okay. I called about the Texans. You guys shut me down, but I got another question about them. I know Brian Hoyer's only played two games. He started three games, but with his body of work, how much more does he have to show you guys that he can play in this league? And also, how many more games do you think the Texans can pull off?
You know what? That's your best question of the week, Josh. He can play in the league as a backup.
How many questions has Josh asked?
Remember, he's the one that called and said that there were only two tough games left on the schedule. We had a keyboard cat him, and that's why he got shut down.
Well, the bar was set low then.
Well, saying. I know, but I'm being encouraging.
Okay.
Anyway, he can play in the league as a backup. If he's your starter, your ceiling is very limited. I think he'll play pretty well Sunday, but and you know what? You can win some games just like you did with Ryan Fitzpatrick. You can win some games if you have a dominant running game and a great defense. Guess what they don't have this year?
Either of those.
So it's not all on him. And honestly, I have no idea how many more wins they're going to get. I'm not going to be shocked if they go out and win the next three and get back to 4-4. I'm not going to be shocked if they go 1-2 in this stretch.
Yeah.
And I just don't know what this team is until the defense comes back to playing the way it was before.
I would guess 5 to 6 wins is... ceiling at this point.
I think ceiling is probably 7, but because if you win the next 3 and get the 4-4, that's you true. Can win 3 more. But that's asking a lot. It really is. See, that was that was a much better phone call.
Look at Esme in here again during a segment.
What is Esme doing?
Yeah, I told her. I asked her earlier. I said, hey, we got a show going on. It'd be great if you couldn't distract our producer while we're doing the show.
She can be distracting. Let's be honest.
2 hours later, she's back in here distracting our producer. Seems about right.
She distracts all of us, let's be honest.
For a birthday. It's for a birthday. We got to come in here and say happy birthday and give hugs and kisses and all that good stuff.
I want to see you guys kiss right now.
Come on, John.
Come on, you guys kiss. Open your mouth.
Remember?
Oh, there it is. There they are.
Remember?
You nasties in there. Oh. John, you're not supposed to grab that.
Hey, why did they go behind that thing there that I can't see?
Oh, my goodness.
Can you see from that angle? Because I can't.
I can't believe the – gosh. How about you could kiss like, if you're going to kiss, do the sister kiss. You guys aren't supposed to tongue each other
down. The tongue's supposed to stay in the mouth. Come on,
so
man.
So uncalled for.
Disgusting.
I'm telling you. Pigs, you two.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Of course, in case if you're listening and you heard us say that there was a big party going on and people were drinking down the hall, you might have got a little sense of that right there. I keep getting asked about the podcast a lot. It's like I can't get the podcast anymore. And I try to mention as much as possible, but you might have missed it. Podcastarena.com is our new podcast site. Go check it out. It's very good. It's very mobile friendly. It's still something that we're building on. So if there's something that you have an issue with, you can always email me at fowler975@gmail.com and I'll pass it on to our guys. But it's a really cool site and everything is there. Podcastarena.com. We got a lot of cool stuff going on here at Gal Media. So 713-780-ESPN. We know we still haven't done our NFL stuff.
Next segment.
You want to do it next segment? Because we only have 2 segments left.
Yeah, we don't have anything going next segment. Let's do that.
Okay. So we haven't talked any baseball today.
We haven't. I noticed that.
You know what? That's fine. We did a whole hour of baseball yesterday. I kind of feel like I think we over
baseballed.
We over baseballed it, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, maybe we'll get to it. We'll blitz through the NFL. How's that?
All right.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Okay, because this is kind of perfect considering how this day is going, but now we're having problems with our computer system.
Yeah, we're trying to set up for something later tonight and tomorrow, and the computer that I run all the commercial breaks off of is frozen because we are trying to get that set up, and it's not working right now.
So do you want me to fake the commercials for you? Because I can do Tiffany Tarot. There's traffic everywhere. But if you're on 59, there's traffic.
Do you want to be Sean Salisbury and do Champion Energy and RWB Vodka?
No, I
okay.
do not.
No. I got this. The commercial we're supposed to be playing is Nick's Place. I know you love Nick's Place.
You know what? I'll tell you all about Nick's Place. Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, just off Westheimer. Fantastic place to hang out. Nick's a good friend. You want to go and get drunk and basically watch all your sports and have great food? Nick's Place is your place to go. At one time, when our station was down there, I actually moved right across the street so I could hang out at Nick's Place 24/7. So go down there. If you see Nick and Cindy, tell them I said hello and enjoy yourself. How's that? Is that pretty good off the top of my head?
No, that's pretty good.
How'd that come up?
We were just talking about the fact that the computer's down and there were commercials that we weren't able to do, so I just did one for Nick's Place. I actually do a pretty good imitation of Nick when he's like, come to Nick's Place. But I won't do that. I just said nice things.
Yeah.
No, Nick's a friend. Good place, man. Seriously. All right. Well, let's blitz through the NFL real quick. Broncos minus -4 at the Browns to start things off.
Oh, I guess this means we can't have music either, huh?
Well,
No.
No, John, you can do the music.
Go
ahead. You can do it. Just do the – you've been singing the whole way.
Dun, dun.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, there you go. Broncos minus -4 Cleveland. AJ, go.
Broncos.
Yeah, you playing that?
Probably.
Browns scare me a little. They're scoring some points. But Bengals.
Denver's defense is so salty right now.
Bengals minus -3 at the Bills. As much as I've been very impressed with the Bengals coming off a very emotional home win over the Seahawks, I know the Bills have a backup quarterback, but that's a very tough place to play. Give me the Bills plus +3. This is one of my three plays.
I've got four.
I'll take that even more.
I'll take Buffalo as well.
Okay. So that's play number one for me, John.
Okay.
Buffalo plus +4 at home against Cincinnati. Chiefs plus +3.5 on the road against Minnesota. Outside that three, I'm kind of tempted to take the Chiefs. If you look at who they've lost to, it's pretty impressive. I mean, they haven't lost to a bad team, really. And I think the Vikings are – I think these two teams are very equal, and you're giving me points, so I'll take the Chiefs to cover.
I'd probably take the Chiefs as well. I'm getting four again.
Although without Jamal Charles, that's a big concern.
This isn't our official picks, is it?
Oh, yeah.
We'll make them at the end.
Well, okay, yeah. But my first one is before – because you might forget because you've been drinking a little bit. My first one is Bills plus +4.
Okay.
All right. Texans Jaguars will save for last. Bears plus +3 at Lions. Dude, I'm going to ride this bear train another week.
I want to do that too, although this is one of the spots that normally I would love to, you know, buy low, sell high on the Lions and sell high on the Bears.
I think last weekend, the Lions, I think that's it for them. That was the one that crushed their souls.
I'm not – here's what I'll say. It's not going to be a play for me, but I'm not willing to give points – with the Lions.
Yeah, it's not a play for me either, but if I do like the Bears plus +3. I may change my mind by Sunday, especially after I've been drinking all day Saturday. Redskins plus +7 at the Jets. I like the Jets to win this game. I don't mind the Redskins to cover a touchdown, though.
I'm with you. My first official play, under 40.5.
Like it.
Jets-Redskins.
Like it. Might even love it. All right, Arizona minus -3.5 at Pittsburgh. I think Arizona's a better team, but Pittsburgh... This game scares me a little bit if you're going to bet the Cardinals, simply because Vic's had another week and a half to get worked into that offense, and the Steelers with a little extra time off. Steelers are a good football team. So are the Cardinals. I think Cardinals are a little bit better, but I wouldn't be giving points here. It's a no play for me.
I'm willing to give those points. I think Arizona...
I think you're making a mistake. I'm going to tell
you. That's all right. I think Arizona is one of the best teams in the league, and... They have less time. Pittsburgh played on Monday. They didn't have extra time. They played on Monday night. That is not.
Why am I putting them on Thursday?
I don't know why. That is not a good Pittsburgh defense, and I don't like. Sure, Mike Vick against San Diego, maybe Mike Vick against Arizona. No thanks. Remember, this team...
In Pittsburgh, though, man. And negative body clock.
Steelers lost to the Ravens in Pittsburgh. That doesn't bother me.
Okay.
I mean, I just think... I think very highly of Arizona. I think Carson Palmer has a day against that defense.
Good luck with that. I think
good luck riding Michael Vick, who's thrown for 320 yards in two games.
I think very highly of the Cardinals, but I think you way underrate the Steelers. Dolphins plus one at Titans. I would not bet this with your money.
I'm not interested in that either. I'll probably, if I had to make a play, I'd probably lean Titans.
Panthers plus seven at Seattle. We talked about a little bit. I think you're on Seattle. I'm pretty sure I'm on Seattle too.
Seattle's my second.
I'm going to keep an eye on that. I hope it gets under seven so I can really unload, but I'll take it at seven.
Yeah.
Chargers plus 10.5 at the Pack. I just can't bet against the Packers at home. Lambeau, they're just, and I just don't think the Chargers are very good. I think they're a step above the Texans at best. I'll take the Packers to cover 10.5, and I'll give the points, and that'll be play number two.
Yeah, I lean that as well. As you know, I'm not in the business of betting against Green Bay, Seattle, or New England at home, and I'm not getting into that business today, even though that's a big-ass number. I would lean Packers if I had to play it.
Ravens minus 1.5 at the 49ers. I bet you'll take the Ravens.
I kind of have to. Listen, I bet against the Ravens last week, and it worked out. And I bet on the 49ers last week, and it worked out.
Which it's a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
I say? Buy low, sell high.
Well, these are both low. This game is so
the 49ers
awful.
Just won. What are you talking? Are they just? They just covered.
They just covered. They didn't win.
They covered.
They won what we care about.
Yeah.
The Patriots-Colts game we talked a lot about with RJ. New England. I'm seeing minus eight now. That starts to intrigue me from the New England end.
What's going on? I've got one site saying 10, one site saying 10.5.
Yeah, I'm looking at 8. And I'm looking at another one that says 9. It's all over the place. I would say, you know what? I'm not touching this game. I'll tell you what I like, the over 54.
All right.
I like the over 54. And finally, the Monday night game, my third play, Giants plus 5 against the Eagles. I'll take the Giants in points. I think the Giants are a better football team. I know it's in Philadelphia. I mean, people are going to overreact. And that number moved after the Saints won. And that just shows you how the public reacts to things.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Philly didn't turn it around last week. The Saints played like crap. And I will take the Giants. I think that team has been pretty consistent all year.
What number do you have?
I have 5.
Okay, that's what I have, too. That's my third play as well.
All right, so 3 plays for me. Giants plus 5, Packers minus 10.5, and Bills getting points at home plus 4 against Cincinnati. Those are my 3.
Minor Giants plus 5, Skins Jets under 41, and Seahawks minus 7.
All right, John, are you sober enough to weigh in on this?
Yes, I am. I'm going to take KC plus 4, Jets minus 6, and I'm going to take Baltimore minus 2.5. What was your AJ, what was your last one?
Giants plus 5.
I have Giants plus 5 for you, and I have Skins under 41, and what was the other one?
Seattle minus 7.
Got it. Thank you.
I just didn't want us to have too many of the same, or I would have taken Seattle minus 7, too. That'll be an actual play for me. So, all right, there you go. There's your NFL. So, we can squeeze in like 2 minutes of baseball here. About the Mets. Think the networks are happy that they got Mets-Cubs?
I don't think the networks could have really gone wrong.
Yeah, they're going to either get Dodgers Cubs or Mets Cubs.
They had Cubs already, which means that it's going to be a really highly rated series.
I do think deep down they'd rather have the New York market than the LA market,
though. I think they'd rather have LA just because there's star power in LA. Who's the biggest star on the New York Mets?
And they are kind of the bitch team in New York, but it's still New York. Still New York media market.
Yeah.
And frankly, more people in New York care about baseball than in Los Angeles.
That's probably true.
And I think that's now for a national audience, I think you would have wanted
Dodgers.
You would have wanted Dodgers Cubs, yeah,
yeah,
because those teams have more interest than the Mets do.
And I think the AL this is not an ideal matchup for Major League Baseball.
No, it's
probably, there really wasn't an ideal matchup for Major League Baseball after the Yankees got eliminated. I mean, you're talking about
what really sucks for them is having the Blue Jays in there in the States, they don't move the needle.
No.
There's 30 million people in Canada, 28 of which are going to be watching the Blue Jays, but they get no credit for those ratings.
No.
It's like us in Beaumont. We probably have 18 million people in Beaumont who listen, and we get no credit for the ratings. All right, 150,000, whatever the number is over there. So the audience will be huge, but you can't go to your advertisers and say, because it's on a different network up there, right, and they sell it all to their own, they sell their own thing. Wife is freaking out because the Jays have a game the day of the Canadian election, and she's worried that nobody will show up for the election because, you know, she's like hyper-liberal. And
why does she care? She lives here.
Because she's like a political knucklehead. I mean,
yeah, but awesome. I mean, what's it matter? It's not like going to affect her tax rate or anything.
Well, because she's still a citizen. She hates the guy that's in there. She you know how she is, man.
You need to tell her to get over it.
You can take the girl out of Canada, but she's still going to be a hoser. Quick break.
Hoser.
Oh, jeez. I wish you wouldn't call me daddy.
Wrapping up the week when we come back.
Yeah, we got. I bet we got some great stupid stuff. Hell, this whole show has been stupid stuff.
Yeah, but Jong hasn't been able to edit any of that.
I'm not sure Jong. I think I'm out. Hey, I want to add this. Add this to stupid stuff right now.
I got
quick break.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Join A.J. Hoffman Saturday for College Game Day Party presented by Coors Light at Luke's Ice House. Our feature game of the day is Alabama versus Arkansas. Meet us on the deck at 2:30 for the kickoff. Catch a cold silver bullet with us and register to win tickets to see Texas take on Kansas State with a free night stay at Red Roof Inn, courtesy of ESPN 97.5 and Coors Light.
That's a good spot for college football, man.
It is. And usually we're out there on the deck. It's very cool. This weather's going to cool off at some point. It's going to be really cool. But, awesome place to hang out.
And if you ask for Bishop's Barrel, they usually have some.
Usually they do, yeah. And I will say it's one of the few places in that area that has ample parking. There's plenty of places to park there because you can go to that lot behind it, too.
Yep.
Ryan says, I've moved 2 times in 3 years and changed time zones, and I still listen to the Blitz. Today's show is a perfect example of why.
Thanks, man.
I appreciate that. You know, I know you're a big Clemson fan, so go Tigers.
Yeah, he's happy right now.
Yeah, but, this was a fun show, man. And you know what? I appreciate you guys making me laugh today. I needed to have a little bit of a good laugh today.
You were having a hard day, too?
Honestly, I always have a great day, but there's some stuff going on that, you know, it's just life stuff that you deal with. That,
right.
Your daughter's
not pregnant, is she?
No.
Thank goodness.
No, but...
Your son's not pregnant, is he?
Well, that's another story. But no. It's nothing like that. It's just... My mom's in the hospital, and my former mother-in-law, who's a wonderful woman, is very close to the end. Unfortunately, my kids aren't dealing with it well. So, yeah, you just deal with that kind of stuff. But I never bring that to the air because no matter what kind of day we're having, somebody's having a worse one. But I needed to laugh today. You guys did a great job. Appreciate it. I bet stupid stuff is going to make me laugh more.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
The Dominator, really? That's what we're going to do?
Hey, I was calling to see how you guys did in fantasy this weekend.
The guy that I was playing in one of my leagues played the Steelers defense, and they blew it just enough to let me eke out a win. In fact, that was Barry Laminack.
I heard he beat Fred like 95-50.
What? Hello? Dominator?
Oh.
Sorry.
Laminack, get out of here.
Yeah. John, are we ready?
Sure.
What are you going to remember?
I will remember how you kissed me.
Where were we?
Under the lamppost back on 6th Street.
And what did I whisper?
You whisper through the phone.
What did I whisper?
Wait for me to come home.
That's what I'm talking about! I sat in front of a really nice lady who was super excited about the Astros, and I met some people who told me to let John Granato know that he's a homosexual, but they said it in different words than that.
Oh, okay.
But there were multiple people there who accused John Granato of homosexuality.
Let's grab Josh then.
I was looking at the Texans schedule, and the only two teams I think they'll probably struggle with or have some problems with is the Bengals and the Patriots. What are the chances of them running the table and making the playoffs?
0.0. John, where was Keyboard Cat on that call?
You know what? I kind of think that's the same guy who called and said, no way that Tom Brady puts up 30 points on the Texans defense like he did the Cowboys.
Unfiltered with John and Sean. Both are out because it's AJ and Raheel now. What's up, AJ?
Not much, man. I wasn't even planning to work, but
you're just sitting out there hitting on Granado's daughter, and
yeah,
you're in here.
It's super hot, right?
Man.
I got to get on Steve Bunin's holiday schedule. I am really thinking about converting to Judaism because that dude has unlimited holidays.
I'll be honest, I don't remember the last time I saw Steve.
No, I don't think he works here anymore, or else he's, I don't know what's going on. So would I just have to, like, say, hey, guys, I'm Jewish now, I get the time off, right?
No, I don't think that's how it works.
Why does it work that way for Steve? It's his religion. Esme, get out of there. We're trying to do a radio show. I need to talk to Jong.
She came by and said there's somebody that wants something that's blind and wants to say hi.
That couldn't wait till a break? You could have just run anybody out there to say hi to him. He would have never known the difference. It could
yeah. Stupid stuff we said this week.
By the way, John, you made me sound really terrible there about Granado's daughter.
That was planned.
Yeah, you totally left out the fact that I was only saying that because I knew Granado would be in his car listening to what I was saying.
Yes.
And with his daughter, and that would have been a really awkward moment.
And if Granado really is a homosexual, I'm a little offended that he's never hit on any of us.
You're a vile, vile human. No self-respecting gay man is going to have sex with you, Fred.
Fine.
You're lucky you're hetero.
Well, it's not like women want to have sex with me, you kidding?
No, but you found one. There's
no, I didn't. All right. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday at Two Blows. Stay sportsy, bitches.